Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Have you ever had an interest in making a quilt? Well, there's definitely a lot that goes into making a quilt, but it is very rewarding. We learned about this yesterday in the lesson, Quilts as Art. Like most goals, making a quilt starts with a good plan. Yesterday, we also learned that after the quilter cuts out the different pieces, it is important that all the pieces fit together nicely. What's next? Well, that is what we are going to find out today. So, here's a question I want you to think about. What is used to sew a quilt together? And what is the quilt festival all about? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's go talk about quilts.
Quilts as Art. Next, the quilter lays out a large piece of fabric for the quilt's back. The back is then covered with batting and the top, and everything is pinned into place. The whole quilt is sewn together with lines of small stitches. Last, the quilter sews pieces of cloth around the edges, and the quilt is finished. The Quilt Festival. Some people spend years mastering the art of quilting. Many of them will attend the International Great Quilt Festival in Tokyo tomorrow.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 bedding 这个名词。bedding 在这里是指被子中的备胎，所以它的两个 t 念起来有一点 d 的音念成 bedding。例如 ，the comforter's cotton bedding is getting thinner， 这条棉被的备胎越来越薄。bedding 也是 bat，b-a-t， 击球这个动词的现代分词，它也可以当动名词。例如 ，the Indian captain successfully opened the bedding in their first cricket game。印度队队长在首次板球比赛中漂亮的开球。或者是 ，the coach changed the bedding sequence right before the game。就在比赛前，教练换了打击的次序。接下来我们看的是 stitch 这个名词 ，stitch 是指缝纫的针脚或者是一针。例如 ，the stitches of the buttonholes were all hand sewn。这些纽扣洞都是用手缝的，或者是 I'm not good at knitting, I always drop stitches. 我不擅长缝纫，总是会掉针。或者是 The wound on the patient's head needed 20 stitches. 这位病人头上的伤口需要缝20针。Stitch 也可以当动词，例如 Mom used a sewing machine to stitch the split in my dress. 妈妈用缝纫机把我洋装上的裂缝缝好了。
All right, so we're learning how to make a quilt. Next, the quilter lays out a large piece of fabric for the quilt's back. In case you're wondering what a quilter is, that is the person who makes the quilt. This person is working on this quilt right here. It looks like they're working on the front of the quilt. Now in our lesson, we're talking about the back of the quilt, which is the plain side.
Compared to the front of the quilt, or compared to make the front of the quilt, yes, the back actually looks very simple. Now, you know, Gabe, what's really interesting is it takes a lot of time to make a quilt. A lot of time and a lot of energy. But do you want to know why most people actually spend time quilting?
Because it's their favorite hobby?
It's because they love doing it. That is absolutely right.
Hey, well, that's a good lesson for anybody. I mean, if you really like doing something, you should spend a lot of time practicing it, making your skill get even better.
Well, you know something, Gabe, and I also think that it's really special and more meaningful when someone took all that time to make a quilt and then they give it to you. Like my mom, she made a couple of quilts. She made my sister a quilt, and she was supposed to make me a quilt. But then she forgot about my quilt, and I never got it. It was actually kind of disappointing.
Rebecca, I'm sure that your mom loves you and cares about you.
Well, she definitely does.
She just doesn't express it by making a quilt for you.
Right.
So that's okay.
Well, the point being is when a quilter spends all that time making a quilt and then gives it to somebody, it really shows that person how much they love the other person.
Yes, it is true. Something like a quilt that takes time shows that you care. It's always nice to make a gift for somebody. So here we're learning about making the quilt. And we see this interesting word in the next sentence. The back is then covered with batting, and the top and everything is pinned into place. So you see in this picture, there's this white sheet of stuff underneath the top of the quilt, right? Well, that is called the batting.
And batting definitely is very important when it comes to quilting. Now, we also see some other interesting words in this sentence, and that is into place, to pin something into place. If you pin something into place, that just means that everything is in the right spot. It's put in the spot that it needs to be.
That's right. You don't need to say it's put into the correct place. You could just simply say they're put into place.
That's right. So what are some other ways that you can use this phrase?
Well, like when you're making a puzzle. Rebecca, you like to make puzzles, right?
I love making puzzles.
So you need to pop the puzzle piece into place.
Ah, absolutely. Do you ever work on puzzles?
Oh, it's been a long time, especially those 1,000-piece puzzles. That takes a long time. But it's fun to do if it's a rainy day or something. Now, I also think about a show, a performance of some kind. The show is about to begin, so the actors are getting into place. That means they're finding their positions on stage.
Excellent example, Gabe. But, of course, in our lesson, we're talking about quilting and how the quilter then must pin everything into place, all the different, well, the different pieces of fabric, that is. The whole quilt is sewn together with lines of small stitches. Last, the quilter sews pieces of cloth around the edges, and the quilt is finished.
Oh, okay.
It definitely sounds like a very long process.
I see these tiny little stitches here. You're sewing all of the different squares together. And so then it is finished when you get the lining around the outside. Well, this is no easy process, friends, to make a nice quilt for your friends.
Well, you know something? At one point in time, when people made quilts, they actually had to do it by hand. They had to sew by hand.
You don't think they do that now?
Well, no, no. I mean, maybe in some places they do, but nowadays we have sewing machines, so it makes it a lot easier, but it still takes time. Anyway, it's time for us to learn about this quilt festival. The next section is called the quilt festival. Some people spend years mastering the art of quilting.
Now, hold on a second.
Yes?
The art of quilting?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good phrase, the art of something. So if you have a skill like quilting, maybe you're good at quilting, you had to develop that skill, right? It's not easy, and you could call it an art. It's the art of quilting.
So we have the art of quilting. You could also say it takes a long time to master the art of cooking, or the art of drawing. That is definitely a skill I have not yet mastered.
Or perhaps you really want to work on your public speaking skills. That is the art of public speaking. Friends, many of these people will attend the International Great Quilt Festival in Tokyo tomorrow, and I couldn't agree more.
Hey, that's a great phrase. Let's go learn more about that phrase in the
InfoCloud.
Hello, friends. We have a useful expression to teach you today. I couldn't agree more. Carolyn, is this expression conveying agreement or disagreement with someone?
Well, the word couldn't is negative. However, what this sentence is really saying is that if you wanted me to agree more with you, I couldn't do that. Why? Because I already agree with you totally. I couldn't agree more.
Hey, Carolyn, I think reading is the best way to improve our English.
I couldn't agree more.
So here, Carolyn is completely agreeing with me.
Hey, Ken. I think this bottle needs to be recycled instead of thrown out.
I couldn't agree more. We should think of the environment when we want to throw something out.
So, friends, the next time you want to express agreement other than saying, I agree, you can also say, I couldn't agree more if you want to emphasize strong agreement.
现在很流行一句话，不能同意你更多，用来表示对别人言论或观点的认同。这句话一听就是从英文翻成中文的美式中文。那它的英文原文是什么呢？I couldn't agree more. 要注意这里用的是 couldn't 而不是 can't. 这是因为这里要用假设语气，假设如果要我同意你更多，那是不可能的，因为我已经百分之百的赞同你的说法。还有要注意的是，最后是 more 这个字，千万不要讲 anymore。若是用了 anymore， 那可就变成我再也不能同意你了。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次再见。On the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Well, I finally finished my quilt. It took a long time to make, and yes, it definitely was worth all the time and effort. I think I want to bring my quilt to the festival, the quilt festival in Tokyo. Do you want to come with me? Oh, right, it's in Tokyo. But we can learn more about the festival, and let's do that now.
Quilts as art. This may well be the world's largest quilt show with hundreds of quilts displayed. Guests come to shop or just to appreciate and photograph the quilts. The show also includes a quilt contest where people enter their finest work. It includes a separate section for juniors to inspire young quilters. If you want to gain a deeper understanding of the art of quilting, make a quick trip to Tokyo. You'll be amazed at the art people can create with fabric and thread.
OK, 继续我们看 appreciate 这个动词。appreciate 在这里是指欣赏。例如 ,not many appreciated this artist's work at the beginning of his career. 这位艺术家在起步的时候并没有很多人欣赏他的作品。或者是 many people stopped to appreciate the singer's performance. 许多人都停下来欣赏这位歌手的表演。appreciate 也指体会或理解。例如 I appreciate how hard it is for you to work and study at the same time. 我理解你半工半读有多么辛苦。最后我们看的是 thread 这个名字。thread 是指线或者是线状物。例如 there are many colors of thread in this sewing kit. 这个针线包里面有很多种颜色的线。或者是 don't pull on that loose thread. You might open up the seam. 不要拉衣服上松开的线，你可能会把缝合处扯开。Thread 也指线状物，例如 A thread of light came through the blinds， 一道光线从百叶窗中透进来。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Rebecca, did you just tell everyone that you made this quilt?
Yeah, I did.
Rebecca, this quilt was made by my friend.
Oh, your friend made the quilt. But Gabe, I was just pretending. I was thinking about how I wanted to make a quilt and bring it to the festival, quilt festival.
I think you actually might be good at making quilts because you like to cross-stitch, which is kind of a similar hobby.
It's similar and yet very different.
But this would be a big challenge. A challenge I think you would be up for, Rebecca. Maybe you should go to the International Quilt Festival one day.
Maybe I should, and maybe I just might do that. Well, I think that we should learn more about this festival.
Okay, great. So we see here, this may well be the world's largest quilt show with hundreds of quilts displayed. So there are many quilts on display. That means in places you can see. But I like that phrase at the beginning of this sentence, something may well be. Don't you usually use the words may be? Isn't it kind of odd to see that word well right there?
May well be.
Yeah.
It is a little odd because oftentimes I do say, well, oftentimes I don't say may well be. I usually say it is likely to be, because may well be also means most likely or it's likely to be something.
That's right. So it's not just, maybe. This may be the biggest quilt festival. If you add the word well, it emphasizes maybe this really is. This may well be the largest quilt show with hundreds of quilts. You can use this phrase in lots of ways. This may well be the band's last tour before the band breaks up.
That is unfortunate. This is a great band. Yeah. Or you could also say China may well be one of the most populated countries in the world. And here's another example. Jessica said that her trip to Australia may well have been the best vacation ever. What a fun phrase to use and to learn.
Jiayi may well be the most famous place for Jiro fun. The Jiro fun is really delicious there. Okay, we continue here, learning about this large quilt show. Guests come to shop or just to appreciate and photograph the quilts. So that's true. I guess it's like a lot of festivals. You can buy some of the things, or you could just walk around and take some pictures.
And I know a lot of people who enjoy taking pictures. So continuing on, we read, the show also includes a quilt contest where people enter their finest work. See, Gabe, that's what I wanted to enter, the quilt contest.
Okay, well, don't enter your quilt contest with a quilt that my friend made.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good idea.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm sure my friend will forgive you. You know what? You can enter this quilt contest if you have a quilt to show and that you want to enter, right? It includes a separate section for juniors to inspire young quilters. Juniors. Well, I think this word in our lesson, it means younger quilters.
Younger quilters to inspire young quilters?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we see if you want to gain a deeper understanding of the art of quilting, make a quick trip to Tokyo. No big deal. Take a quick trip to Tokyo. But let's look at those words, to gain an understanding. If you gain an understanding of something, that just means that you understand something better.
So what would you like to gain an understanding of? What would you like to understand better or understand more? You know, if you want to gain an understanding of something, I think you need to do your research. We have the internet where you can find out about a lot of different stuff. You can gain understanding about many things.
And here's another way that you can use this phrase.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask people questions and spend some time just listening, you can gain a better understanding of where they are coming from and what they mean. You can gain a better understanding of people.
And if you want to gain a better understanding of the art of quilting, of course, the place to go is Tokyo. That's really not too far from where we live right now in Taipei. It's just a little plane ride away. Well, our last sentence is, you'll be amazed at the art people can create with fabric and thread. And I'm always amazed at the cross stitching that Rebecca likes to make with fabric and thread.
I do enjoy cross stitching, and I do think it is really kind of cool and amazing what kind of different designs you can create with something as simple as fabric and thread. Well, right now, it's time for us to review today's lesson with a review skit. Oh.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm making a quilt for the International Great Quilt Festival in Tokyo.
Oh, wow. Do people really appreciate quilts that much?
Oh, yes. Lots of people attend the festival, either to shop or just appreciate the quilts and take photos of them.
Wow. Well, can you teach me how to make one?
Sure, but I must warn you. It's a long and complex process.
That's okay. You know, I have time.
Okay, let's see. I've already picked the patterns and color combinations that I want, and I've cut out shapes from this stiff material.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have to trace the shapes into the fabric.
Hmm. Okay, I can help you. So, what do we do after all of that?
Okay. We cut out the shapes from the fabric and sew them together.
That sounds pretty easy.
But it's not. We have to make sure that the pieces fit exactly together.
Hmm. I will keep that in mind. Is it all?
Not yet. We still need a large piece of fabric for the back. We'll cover it with batting.
What's batting?
Batting is the stuff inside the quilt, which makes it warm and heavy.
Oh, and then can we put on the top?
That's right. We put on the top, pin everything in place, and sew everything together with small stitches.
Oh, and then it's done?
Almost. After sewing everything together, we'll sew pieces of cloth around the edges. Then the quilt is finished.
Hmm. You know, it really is a long and complex process.
I told you.
Huh.
You know, Gabe, since this is actually your quilt, I didn't really make it. I'm going to give it back to you.
Thank you so much. Friends, we do have more to learn next time, so do join us right here at
Studio Classroom.